Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A.
We have a great variety of food available now, but I think we should care a lot more about where our food comes from. I think if people started to buy local and went to farmers markets, they would be amazed at how fresh and tasty everything is. Vegetables are the best choice when they are in season, and simple food can be easy to prepare.
Speaker B.
There are still people who think that it costs more money than it really does to eat well. It worries me that people are happy to spend thousands of dollars on a car, but don't want to spend more than $250 on a chicken. We all need to be aware of what we are putting in our mouths, but we seem to attach far more importance to clothes than food.
Speaker C.
When I was a child, we used to eat healthy food without thinking about it. You could rarely see preserved or processed food in stores. Big home-cooked family meals were central to my childhood. Nowadays, while some families have kept that tradition, generally, we've lost a connection with food, and that makes me pessimistic about our eating habits.
Speaker D.
No doubt there will always be people who prefer to eat out, and there is a place for ready-made meals. But I believe we've started to understand the advantages of simple local produce and the harm of all these preservatives and chemicals in processed food. We are beginning to realize that freshly prepared ingredients, cooked simply, are much better than ready-made meals.
Speaker E.
Growing your own produce is a fantastic way to get better food. You grow what you want, and when you dig it up, it's on the table an hour later. There are always things you can grow, even if you don't have a garden or a piece of land. Herbs in a pot on your kitchen windowsill will make the difference in any dish you cook because they are so fresh.
Speaker F.
We are able to buy much better food than 10 years ago. But what is really missing is the culture of cooking at home. We have two generations of children who did not stand at their parents' shoulders and learn how to cook. And a few TV shows are not going to change that. Many children, especially in big cities, don't know what flour is or where milk comes from.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Speaker A.
We have a great variety of food available now, but I think we should care a lot more about where our food comes from. I think if people started to buy local and went to farmers markets, they would be amazed at how fresh and tasty everything is. Vegetables are the best choice when they are in season, and simple food can be easy to prepare.
Speaker B.
There are still people who think that it costs more money than it really does to eat well. It worries me that people are happy to spend thousands of dollars on a car, but don't want to spend more than $250 on a chicken. We all need to be aware of what we are putting in our mouths, but we seem to attach far more importance to clothes than food.
Speaker C.
When I was a child, we used to eat healthy food without thinking about it. You could rarely see preserved or processed food in stores. Big home-cooked family meals were central to my childhood. Nowadays, while some families have kept that tradition, generally we've lost a connection with food, and that makes me pessimistic about our eating habits.
Speaker D.
No doubt there will always be people who prefer to eat out, and there is a place for ready-made meals, but I believe we've started to understand the advantages of simple local produce and the harm of all these preservatives and chemicals in processed food. We are beginning to realize that freshly prepared ingredients, cooked simply, are much better than ready-made meals.
Speaker E.
Growing your own produce is a fantastic way to get better food. You grow what you want, and when you dig it up, it's on the table an hour later. There are always things you can grow, even if you don't have a garden or a piece of land. Herbs in a pot on your kitchen windowsill will make the difference in any dish you cook because they are so fresh.
Speaker F.
We are able to buy much better food than 10 years ago, but what is really missing is the culture of cooking at home. We have two generations of children who did not stand at their parents' shoulders and learn how to cook, and a few TV shows are not going to change that. Many children, especially in big cities, don't know what flour is or where milk comes from.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, John. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Do you remember?
Do I remember? I've spent loads of money on Valentine cards, to say nothing of postage costs.
That's funny. I thought one was supposed to buy and send a card to just one person. Isn't that the point?
It used to be, but I think not anymore. You are expected to send cards to teachers, relatives, neighbors. This is ridiculous, but be ready for some caustic comments if you forget somebody from this list. People have completely forgotten the fact that there was a time when this holiday was close to being forbidden. I guess it was in 1969.
That's sad, but you are probably right. For example, have you heard that according to the statistics, teachers receive the most Valentines, followed by kids, mothers, and only then spouses or sweethearts?
This doesn't surprise me at all. Valentine's Day is probably the second largest card-sending holiday in the world.
Only the second? How come?
I think you are missing Christmas, aren't you? You know, Hallmark employs 80 people every year to research the sales pattern of previous Valentines. That is big business for them.
Much depends on clever advertising. That's the fact. Do you know that in Japan, after the successful campaign of a chocolate factory, women began to give men a box of sweets for Valentine's Day?
Never. I don't believe it. At least lucky men in Japan don't have to buy bunches of roses.
A bouquet is important indeed. You don't want to send mixed signals with it, do you?
What do you mean?
The color of flowers, of course. Red can mean romantic love or just deep respect. Peach can tell a person of your gratitude or appreciation. Pink symbolizes perfection, and black says farewell. Imagine you mix black and red or peach and pink.
This is completely over my head. I doubt many people still remember these archaic rules.
You never know. Okay, I've got to go. See you tomorrow.
All right. I hope you'll have a card for me.
I certainly will.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hey, John. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Do you remember?
Do I remember? I've spent loads of money on Valentine cards, to say nothing of postage costs.
That's funny. I thought one was supposed to buy and send a card to just one person. Isn't that the point?
It used to be, but I think not anymore. You are expected to send cards to teachers, relatives, neighbors. This is ridiculous, but be ready for some caustic comments if you forget somebody from this list. People have completely forgotten the fact that there was a time when this holiday was close to being forbidden. I guess it was in 1969.
That's sad, but you are probably right. For example, have you heard that according to the statistics, teachers receive the most Valentines, followed by kids, mothers, and only then spouses or sweethearts?
This doesn't surprise me at all. Valentine's Day is probably the second largest card-sending holiday in the world.
Only the second? How come?
I think you are missing Christmas, aren't you? You know, Hallmark employs 80 people every year to research the sales pattern of previous Valentines. That is big business for them.
Much depends on clever advertising. That's the fact. Do you know that in Japan, after the successful campaign of a chocolate factory, women began to give men a box of sweets for Valentine's Day?
Never. I don't believe it. At least lucky men in Japan don't have to buy bunches of roses.
A bouquet is important indeed. You don't want to send mixed signals with it, do you?
What do you mean?
The color of flowers, of course. Red can mean romantic love or just deep respect. Peach can tell a person of your gratitude or appreciation. Pink symbolizes perfection, and black says farewell. Imagine you mix black and red or peach and pink.
This is completely over my head. I doubt many people still remember these archaic rules.
You never know. Okay, I've got to go. See you tomorrow.
All right. I hope you'll have a card for me.
I certainly will.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
With us in the studio today, we have Stephen Roberts, a world-recognized expert in teaching foreign languages. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Stephen, everybody wants to speak at least one foreign language. You are constantly in search of new effective ways of teaching a foreign language. What are the most modern ways of improving one's language skills independently?
There are many methods indeed, but the thing I am presently researching is using films as a teacher. Many people feel like watching the original version of a foreign movie they liked. What I offer is a unique educational program accompanied by the original film in the original language with original subtitles. Our program is running entirely in a foreign language, and instead of classics, it introduces slang expressions, new vocabulary, modern grammar, listening comprehension practice, as well as comments by native speakers to the audience.
That sounds really innovative. Can you please tell us how this idea crossed your mind?
Well, when you start communicating with native speakers in a foreign language, you soon decide you are fluent and you have almost accomplished your goal of true bilingualism. However, as soon as you watch a movie in a foreign language, you feel lost. Films are difficult to understand precisely because they are so real world, at least from a linguistic perspective. This may make watching original films very frustrating, even for advanced speakers of any language. But the fact remains that there is probably no better source of linguistic input than a good film, if, paradoxically, you could just understand what is being said.
It seems to me, though, not every learner may find this program appropriate.
True. Movies are a good tool for fluent students. They are ideal for those language learners who fall into the linguistic zone of frustrated fluency discussed earlier. They are designed for upper-level learners for the simple reason that they will be most effective as learning tools if you can already understand the language well enough to generally hear where one word ends and another begins. For lower-level students, like pre-intermediate or elementary, I would advise to watch films, but not authentic, of course.
If a person can't take part in your program, but still wants to try using films in their studies, what could you recommend?
Find a group of like-minded people and start a film club.
The goals of such a club can be to help maintain your language proficiency and to upgrade it as well, to give you a chance to enjoy original movies. In 2002, I developed a methodology called Foreign Languages Through Films and Media, which is a copyright and can be got in bookstores or via internet and used for your club's shows. Apart from this inexpensive book and some DVDs, you will not need anything. Well, of course you will need a place where to meet, watch films, and discuss them.
For those who would like to join your program after the interview, will you please give some contact details?
Certainly. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
With us in the studio today, we have Stephen Roberts, a world-recognized expert in teaching foreign languages. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
Stephen, everybody wants to speak at least one foreign language. You are constantly in search of new effective ways of teaching a foreign language. What are the most modern ways of improving one's language skills independently?
There are many methods indeed, but the thing I am presently researching is using films as a teacher. Many people feel like watching the original version of a foreign movie they liked. What I offer is a unique educational program accompanied by the original film in the original language with original subtitles. Our program is running entirely in a foreign language, and instead of classics, it introduces slang expressions, new vocabulary, modern grammar, listening comprehension practice, as well as comments by native speakers to the audience.
That sounds really innovative. Can you please tell us how this idea crossed your mind?
Well, when you start communicating with native speakers in a foreign language, you soon decide you are fluent and you have almost accomplished your goal of true bilingualism. However, as soon as you watch a movie in a foreign language, you feel lost. Films are difficult to understand precisely because they are so real world, at least from a linguistic perspective. This may make watching original films very frustrating, even for advanced speakers of any language. But the fact remains that there is probably no better source of linguistic input than a good film, if, paradoxically, you could just understand what is being said.
It seems to me, though, not every learner may find this program appropriate.
True. Movies are a good tool for fluent students. They are ideal for those language learners who fall into the linguistic zone of frustrated fluency discussed earlier. They are designed for upper-level learners for the simple reason that they will be most effective as learning tools if you can already understand the language well enough to generally hear where one word ends and another begins. For lower-level students, like pre-intermediate or elementary, I would advise to watch films, but not authentic, of course.
If a person can't take part in your program, but still wants to try using films in their studies, what could you recommend?
Find a group of like-minded people and start a film club. The goals of such a club can be to help maintain your language proficiency and to upgrade it as well, to give you a chance to enjoy original movies. In 2002, I developed a methodology called Foreign Languages Through Films and Media, which is a copyright and can be got in bookstores or via internet and used for your club's shows. Apart from this inexpensive book and some DVDs, you will not need anything. Well, of course you will need a place where to meet, watch films, and discuss them.
For those who would like to join your program after the interview, will you please give some contact details?
Certainly. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.